What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Get Good. I'm Lindsay, also known as Dr. Hops if you're finding me from Twitch. Today, we'll be talking about my favorite exercise to help with posture while you're gaming. If you're ready, let's hop to it. So typically, at the beginning of each episode, I'll be answering questions and responding to comments from the previous episode. Since the previous episode was the introduction to the podcast, I didn't get any questions, although I got so much support from listeners who were ready to hear more. I am so excited to share these episodes with you, so let's get going. So, something I get asked a lot when people find out I'm a physical therapist and a wellness coach is if there's anything people can do that can help them sit up straighter, feel better about sitting for longer times while they game, and other stuff like that. Today, we're going to talk about my favorite upper body exercise for people that sit for longer times, regardless of the reason. That exercise is called a scapular squeeze, also known as a shoulder blade squeeze. This falls into the category of physical wellness. So a few fun things about shoulder blades that people don't really know. First, your shoulder joint is attached to your shoulder blade. So anytime you're moving your shoulder blade tags along. Muscles around the shoulder blades are actually really big and they do a lot of stuff. There's a bunch of them, but they don't really get exercised a lot. They're supposed to be really strong, but they are frequently neglected. They get ignored with exercise programs because the exercises to work them don't look sexy, so who wants to do that at a gym? Or even go to the gym in the first place, seriously. But so they also get too stretched out and weak because everyone is so hunched forwards these days that they can't work right, and they can't work to get the shoulders back up to a more neutral position. Neutral meaning kind of more up and down as opposed to hunched forward or leaning backwards, one way or the other. So then all the other muscles have to try to work overtime to compensate. By the time people realize that those muscles aren't working right, they usually have upper back pain because your spine isn't happy about the position it's in, shoulder pain because it's attached to your shoulder blade that isn't doing nice stuff, and or headaches because your neck is the neighbor to your shoulder and just wants to cause trouble. It's not fun. This is usually the part when people try to inconspicuously sit up straighter. It's all right. I know you're doing it. I won't tell. So one of the best ways to stop those muscles from being dumb is to, one, try to have better posture, and two, to work those muscles a little bit to make sure they don't get lazy. Let's talk about posture first. The idea of quote-unquote good posture is a myth. Yeah, I said it. Fitness whatevers everywhere have made a living off telling people that their posture sucks and that there's a specific best posture that everyone should strive for. In my experience, and after consulting research, which I do quite often, I want to tell you it's a myth. Verbiage matters with this kind of stuff, and I want to note that posture is definitely important, but quote-unquote good posture is relative. No human being is the same. That means that everyone's muscles, bones, habits, everything is different. So my good posture doesn't and can't equate to your good posture. Knowing that, I want to encourage all of you to go for your version of neutral. Neutral means that your muscle and bone position is right in the middle of the road, and it allows your body to relax while giving everything room to breathe. That looks different for everybody. It has to. We're all different. I don't want to look like you. You don't want to look like me. Let's not. I read a great article a while back that talks about postural fitness, which is the idea of your body being able to accept new postures and hang out there for a while. Most people match their postural fitness to match their activity level. So for most people listening to this podcast, it'll be working, gaming, that sort of stuff. Now, if you're having pain and you notice that your body position is playing a role in it, then we can look at better posture, because it means that your postural fitness for what you want to do isn't good. It isn't able to accept the postural challenge. You know, it's too hard for it. So then we've got something to work on. But if your body is chilling out and nothing is bothering you, even though you don't have the best posture, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Unfortunately, most people that ask me about posture while gaming are noticing some discomfort, which is why they ask me. So then we need to talk about what to do about it. The TLDR version of all that is that if you're feeling good while you're sitting and gaming, but your posture isn't the best, honestly, you do you. If you're not feeling so hot while you're gaming, then we gotta look at how you're sitting. The fitness whatevers can keep their weird ideas of how things should be far away from me. Okay, so the other thing is literally no one has decent posture when they game. It just does not happen. I did a lot of research on gaming chairs when I first started streaming, and although I do like the one I got, shout out Secret Labs, none of them really impressed me from an ergonomics or postural standpoint. It's just the truth. But that honestly will be another episode, foreshadowing. But the best posture literally can't be maintained for more than like 15 to 20 minutes, which usually looks like the typical sitting up straight type of deal. It gets really old, really quick. And when I talk to people about posture, I use the framing that it's more of like an elongation type of a thing. Like, kind of picture making yourself taller. A little difficult for me. I'm 5'3.5". Thank you very much. But that's the visual. And the visual helps prevent people from arching their back in weird ways based on the ways society tries to market good posture. We live in a society. So if you want to make sure you're getting somewhat decent posture once an hour or so, just switch it up a bit and see if you can get a little taller. It'll really make a big difference. But let's talk about these shoulder blade squeezes. If you're feeling scientific, you actually have quite a few muscles that contribute to your posture. We have the muscles in your shoulders, neck, shoulder blades, and rib cage area. The muscle group I'm trying to target here is called your middle trapezius. I wouldn't worry too much about the name of muscles because they just end up sounding like Harry Potter spells. But if you want to know more specifically what we're trying to work, hit me up. So literally, all you do is squeeze your shoulder blades together. That's literally the job of that muscle. When it tenses up to bring your shoulder blades together, it actually stabilizes them, along with your shoulder and neck. It's pretty cool. The act of doing that will literally make you sit up straighter because you physically can't do it if you're hunched over. Yeah. Like, you can go ahead and try it if you want, but if you do, it'll just feel yucky and you won't get good muscle recruitment out of it, meaning it won't look or feel right. So you squeeze your shoulder blades together and make sure not to shrug your shoulders up as you do it. As in, don't bring your shoulders towards your ears. Don't shove your shoulders downwards either. I know there's a lot of things that you shouldn't do. But we're literally just trying to bring them straight towards your spine. It's really easy to overdo these, and you'll know because you'll either end up shrugging, trying to shove your elbows back, or trying to shove your chest forwards. It'll just look funky. Once you run out of room to move, don't try and move further. You should feel it right between your shoulder blades, which are those muscles I was talking about earlier that are neglected. They might even tell you about it. As in, they might get sore if you do a few and hold them for a few seconds at a time. This is really, really easy to do whenever you think about them, and you can honestly never do too many. Seriously, when you're at work, sitting in the car, sitting at the DMV. Okay, well, actually, who does that anymore? But especially while you're gaming. Let me know what you think of them. On that same note, I want to talk about a family member of shoulder blade squeezes, which are shoulder rolls. Shoulder rolls are a really easy move that can give your body something different to think about while you're sitting in one position for a while. All you do is start by pushing your shoulders forward and then making a big circle out of them by going up and around in a clockwise direction, meaning up and back towards behind you before coming back to the center. It's a really easy exercise to combine with your shoulder blade squeezes and another definite favorite of mine. So we've talked about why you want to do these things and what we're doing, but let's talk about why it works. So with both these movements, we're changing up the position and blood flow of those posture muscles we talked about earlier in your shoulders, neck, and shoulder blades. What that does is it helps those muscles kick on a little differently instead of staying stagnant and losing steam faster, which ultimately makes you feel all stiff and tired in your upper neck and back. You might notice, if you've ever worked out, that you feel great having worked all your muscles and always feel stronger right afterwards. Never mind the unending soreness and regret you feel the following day that makes you question everything, but the reason why you always feel stronger afterwards is because when muscles are exercised and specifically worked, they stay on and working for a while afterwards. Like, that's literally how people get stronger. The muscles start to develop a baseline so they can work better for longer. Therefore, if we think about these few things that we talked about today, it means that your postural endurance gets better because your muscles can keep working since they're stronger. That's literally what helps you game for longer and feel better doing it. So let's wrap up. The TLDR version of today's episode is that everyone's posture is pretty terrible, but that's completely okay as long as it's not bothering you. My favorite exercises of shoulder blade squeezes and shoulder rolls can help keep some balance among your posture muscles, and they happen to be some of my favorite exercises. They're so easy to do. There are plenty of things you can do during your time at your gaming station that can keep your body healthy in a minute or less. And this is one of them. Hopefully, we'll talk about some more as we move along in our conversations here. All right, so if you have a question about something we talked about in this episode, find me in chat on Twitch or send me a DM on Twitch or Twitter, and it'll get answered in the next episode. If you're wanting to get ish done in your life and don't know where to start, check out my website, where you can get started right from my homepage. You can also check out my signature program packages, including Level Up Your Setup, where I take an in-depth look at your gaming station and provide specific recommendations based on ergonomics and body mechanics. It's all at thewellnessincentive.com. Tune in next episode for more tips and tricks to get good. Thanks for hopping by, and I'll see you next time.